This evening's shiur for this week's Sedra Parshas HaYikra is going to be a little bit of a different style than our normal Thursday night shiurim, in the sense that it's not really a subject that's nogea so much halacha l'maisa, although it can be if a person is summoned to Bezin to testify. The question is whether there is an obligation upon Edim to testify in court in a Bezin. I guess not so much halacha l'maisa, but it's a lundisha subject, and I just want to give an overview of a number of different aspects, each of which has many details which we're not going to cover, but just to look into a little bit, because that's one of the subjects that's covered at the end of Parshas Vayikra. Parshas Vayikra introduces us to the details relating to many of the korbanos, and at the end of the sedra we have the following in the Perek Hay, Vayikra Perek Hay. What's that? Let's see here. So we'll see what it says. So it says here in Parshas Vayikra, starting in Pasuk Perek Hay, it deals with a certain type of carbon called a carbon olav yored, or chatas olav yored, called olav yored because it's a vacillating expense or the vacillating value depending on what a person can afford. So basically, the Torah says the following. Perek Hay, Pasuk Aleph, the nefesh ki secheta v'shoma kol olav. A person who sins and he hears a sound or a request, so to speak, for an oath, v'hu eid o ra'a o yoda, and he is a witness, either he saw something, knew something, im lo yagid v'nasaf o no. If he does not testify, he'll nasaf o no, he'll bear his sin. Rashi comments there in Pasuk Aleph that it says v'shama kol Allah b'davar shehu eid bo. It's about a matter of which he is a witness. Shehishbiyu shrua shim yodea lo eidu shi'aid lo. The litigant asks this guy who's a witness to come testify on his behalf and, you know, to swear that he's required, he doesn't know anything, or he's required to come. We'll see in a second. That's Pasuk Aleph. Or another case, nefesh asher tiga the whole davar tamei, when it was chayat tamei, when it was behemoth tamei, when it was sheretz tamei, when elam menu who tamei v'ashem, or a person, totally different case, a person who became tamei by touching an item which is tamei, different types of items that are tamei, and again the details are not that important for us. He didn't realize he was tamei, and he went into the Beis Hamikdash. That's where the Mishkan. That's what it says. In Pasuk Beis and Rashi, O Nefesh Kisiga Alacha Atuma Azu Yochel Kachim. After he became Tomei, he ate something which was from a carbon. O Yikanes Lemikdash. He went to the Beis Hamikdash. O Shudomer Shuzdon O Kores. That carries with it Kores if you do it on purpose. Anyway, the Ne'ala Mimeno says Rashi Hatuma. He forgot that he was Tomei. He didn't know. Again, the details are important for us now. Okay. V'Oshem V'Achilas Kodesh Of Yis Mikdash. He was guilty of entering the Beis Hamikdash or eating, Kachim. Anyway, that's the pasuk base. Oki gimel, oki gabet tuma samachol tuma sashi yitmavam. Some other types of tuma. V'nei l'amen v'yodav Hashem. Dalid, pasuk dalid. O nefesh kisi v'shoval levatei v'sfasayim lahoro lahetiv. L'chol ha'shivatei l'mishu v'nei l'amen v'yodav Hashem l'chas me'ele. Okay, or a person who swears, he takes an oath, Rashi says b'sfasayim, Rashi pasuk dalid says b'sfasayim, v'lo b'le'e, fine. L'hora la'atzmo, it's something bad for him, to do something that's bad for him, until translate right now, o'le'eitiv la'atzmo, it doesn't mean bad or good in the moral sense, but rather positive or negative, right? Kagon ochal v'lo ochal, he swears I will eat this, or he swears I will not eat this. Ishan v'lo isha, swears I'll sleep, he swears I'll not sleep, whatever. Okay, l'chol ha'shivatei b'sosayim, says Rashi, l'chol ha'shivatei, l'rabos ha'shavar, also in the past day, I did sleep, I didn't sleep, I did eat this, I didn't eat this, and so on. And v'nei alam imenu, I violated the shrua. In all of these cases, says the Pasuk, v'yodav ha'asham l'achaz, v'ashem l'achaz me'ele. So, Pasuk Hei, v'ahok, yash l'achaz me'ele, v'zvara shechato leid, v'vidui, Pasuk Vav, v'evias ha'shmo l'ashem al'chatoso shechato, you have to bring the following korban, the kevah, minatzom, kizbo, you have to bring a female female from the flock, a sheep or a goat, and so on. But in Pasuk Zayin, he can't afford the sheep. Maybe it's Hashem 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 Shtei Sor. He brings cheaper carbon, two birds, or Shnei Bnei Yonah, two different types of birds. Okay, you can bring them. And it says in Pasuk Vayir, some of the coin beikiras asher lachatos rishona. They bring to the coin, he brings the chatos first, and malakas roshim v'lov v'le'adil. He slices the neck in a certain way with his fingernails. Fine. Okay. Pasuk Tes v'izom idam chatos akiris be'af ani shabu le'im atzel yisarim be'af chatos hu. He has to sprinkle certain dam onto his be'ach, onto the base of his be'ach, and so on and so forth. Okay. And the Sasheni asked the Ola Pasigud, Kamishra Khirela Vakor Mikhasir Khatam Islachlo, right? The second was an Ola and he gets forgiven for the sin. And then finally, Yurala Lo Sagia Dolus Te Sarmo Shaybnayara. The guy can't even afford the bird, then there is a Kona Shekhoto Asir Safer Solas. He brings the cheapest thing possible, 1/10 of an acre's worth of solas, the flour. Lo Sil of Shemen, you don't put oil on it, you can't put incense on it, frankincense on it, Kikhatosi, and the heavy lakon comments are called menable kunsos kaswas. You take a scoopful and put it there, Alisha Hashem, where the fire offerings are brought, Chatosi, the Chiper, Alakon, Achatos, 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 fine. So you have 30 Psukim Aleph through Yud Gimel of Parshas Vayikra, these three different cases. So that's what that's our starting point, and we want to look at for today the cases that have to do with Shrua. Okay, so the Mishnah at the very beginning of Masechah Shruas on Daf Beis, because two of the three cases mentioned there are Shruah. There's what's called a Shruah, Shruas HaEdus, where the guy says, listen, you don't testify when we come to court, and he testifies, I don't know what you're talking about, he swears and so on, I have no idea anything about this case. The other thing is called Shruas Bitoi, where I swear I'll eat this, I won't eat this, I did eat this, I didn't eat this, right? So we find the beginning of Masechah Shruas, and again, we're going to surf a little bit through Masechah Shruas. The beginning of Masechah Shruas says on Daf Beis on Aleph, the Mishnah, Shruas Shtayim Shein Arba. Says Rashi right off the bat, the first Rashi in Shruas, Divan, so Shruas Shtayim, Beis on Aleph, and Shruas, the Shruas Bitoi Sfosayim. We're talking about a Shua guy expresses something with his lips. He makes a statement. Hakosavo Yikra, it's the carbon all over the yard, Komar. This is talking about that pasuk in here in our parsha, Parshas Vayikra, with regards to korban olah v'yored. So shtayim shein arba, says Rashi, the two that are four. What do you mean? Like by Tisha Shabbos and other things they mentioned here. But anyway, shtayim k'stini b'kro. Two are mentioned specifically in the pasuk we just read, and that's the pasuk was pasuk dalet. Okay, d'chsiv lohara olah heitiv. Bad or good, negative or positive, right? Well, far as for Mishnah Perek Shlishi, which we'll see in a second, Ocha Lehitim, Lo Ocha Lehara. Again, good and bad, not in the moral sense, but positive or negative. Ocha, I will eat this, it's good. I won't eat this, it's bad. Sheman is not smoking, he's not eating. It's on the Ruah, the Lechold over Shu, Hain Balav, Laba, Laba. It's anything which is positive or negative relating to the future. The Lahara, Lehitim, Laba, Masha. Because the simple reading of the Pasuk is, I'm swearing to do this, Lehara, Lehitim, projection to the future. Okay? And it comes to exclude other things, which are not necessarily bad or good, fine. This and the opposite. But it's time, Shein Dalet, says Rashi, Shein Dalet. Yesh le rabos mi ribra ksulim, the first thing sham, af dover chiluf le sha'avar. Two sides of the head and tail of the coin, this and the opposite, l'sha'avar too, ki gon achalti v'lo achal. He says, I ate this, we never did. Or, v'lo achalti, I didn't eat this, v'lo achal. So these are the categories of shuah that are outlined here in the very first Mishnah Shuah, talking about shuah's bitui. So there is a Mishnah later on in Masechah Shuah, that's Beis Amar Aleph. Later on in Masechah, that's Chof Hei Amar Aleph.
Why is he swearing this to begin with?
Someone made a bet with, I don't know, he argued with somebody, he said, I swear I didn't do it, whatever, I swear I will do it. He wants to embarrass himself, he wants to lose weight, I swear I won't do it, whatever he says, there's any number of possible reasons. Okay, so he said, I swear I won't do this, and whatever his circumstances are, he's arguing with his boss, Anyway, there is a Mishnah later in the Masechah Shuas, Daf Chof Hei Amar Aleph. Okay, and the Mishnah there says, "Echad dvarim shalatzmei, echad dvarim shalachem, echad dvarim sheyesh ben mamash, echad dvarim shein ben mamash." This type of shuas bitui applies to a number of different things, whether it impacts something about himself or something about somebody else. I did this to you, didn't do this to you, you did this, so on, or things with echad dvarim sheyesh ben mamash, dvarim shein ben mamash, which the Mishnah explains in a minute. Okay, echad dvarim sheyesh ben ketzad. Omar shuas she'etein leish poni. I take an oath. I'm going to give this and this to somebody. Or shalom attain, okay, or I won't give this. Or shenosati, I did give this to you, I gave this to you already. Or shalom nosati, I didn't give this. She'isham v'shalo isham. I will sleep or I won't sleep. She'ashanti v'shalo yashanti. I did sleep, I didn't sleep. She'ezrok tzor yayam. I'll throw this rock into the water. V'shalo ezrok shuz. The rock v'shalo ezrok. All these cases, that's the case of shuz. Bitoi Rashi explains that's dorm shalachem. She'etain l'ploni involves somebody else. What I say I'm going to eat, I'm not going to eat, that only involves me. But it even applies if I bring someone else into the mix, right? She'ein by mamish, trey gavni mashra. Two things ein by mamish. She'ein by mamish, you don't shein up. I sleep, I won't sleep. There's nothing tangible. No shame of manish. I sleep, right? Or another thing is, it's something that's pointless. Okay? Shame on Hanoi. It's throwing a rock into the water. It doesn't do anything, right? So Rabbi Shmuel comes along and disagrees. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Eino Chayv Al Asin. Okay? Al Asin Lovo. You only Chayv the Shul relates to the Asin. Shenemar, he says, Lahara Lahaitif. That's what Pasuk says. Lahara Olaitif. That's projecting to the future. So I'm a little bit keeping. Cain, Ainli Aladram Shesh Ben Harova Hatova. So you're taking the Pasuk literally, so it should take it literally, only bad and good. What about Dram Shesh Ainbo Amarova Hatova Minayin? What if it's neither bad nor good from a moral point of view? I'm a little bit Rebu Hakos. No, we learn it out from the Psukim. So I'm a little bit Rebu Hakos Lachak. You want to expand it? I can expand it too, to go to the past. That's the discussion in the Mishnah on Shuas Dav Chav Hei Amad Aleph. Later on, the Gemara in that Mishnah, we saw the Rashi, the Gemara in that Mishnah, okay, because Riba Kosabala means, it says, L'chol Asherivate. That's the end of the passage for any expression, L'chol. So Rabbi Shmuel said, L'chol includes, even if it's not, you know, bad or good in the objective sense. Rabbi Kiva extends it further. L'chol means even in reverse to the past. Right? That's what L'chol is. So the Gemara elaborates upon this on the Chav Vav Mer Aleph. Chav Vav Mer Aleph, there in Shavuos. Amar says, Tana Rabbanan, Lahara Lahaitiv, towards the top of the page, Shuas Chavav Malav, Tana Rabbanan, Lahara Lahaitiv, Eli Eladram Sheish Ben Harav Hatova. I would think it only something which has Harav Hatova. Okay? But She'ein Ben Harav Hatova, and you know, throw a rock into the water, there's nothing to it, right? As Rashi explained, She'ein Harav Hatova, She'ezok Tzor Yom. Okay? Minayin, how do we know this? That could also be a violation of Shuas Bito if you don't do what you say? Or didn't do, he say, Talmud Lomar, O Nefesh Kisoshara, Livate Bisosayim, Ein Leel, okay, it says, O Nefesh Kisishava, that's one ribui, and Ein Leel Alabo, Lashavar Minayim, I don't know, Shavar, Talmud Lomar, Lachola Sheivate. So first of all, it says, O Nefesh Kisishava, Livate, okay, which is a general statement, Rashi says, Bikol Makom, that's how it includes even things that don't have a direct Harav Atava, and it applies to Shomer because the Chol Hashem Atei Adam Mishu Adir Rekiva. Rishmol Omer Lahar Leitim Labo. Rekiva came back and forth. Okay, and that's what we read in the Mishnah. And the Gemara has a whole rest of the page of famous Machlokas Rekiva Rishmol. How do we Marbe Ribu? You know, Klal and Prat and Ribu and Miut. Okay, which is a long subject, an important subject, but not for right now. So that's the sugya there in Shavuos on Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. Very nice. Now, so that about is an overview of what we call Shavuos Bitui. A guy takes, we'll learn like a Bekeeper, a guy takes an oath that I did this, I didn't do this, I will do this, I won't do that, and he violates it. And so on. That's the case of Shavuos Bitui, and that's one of the things it says in the Pasuk, that if you violate it, you have to bring, by accident, you have to bring a Chatos all over your head. Fine, fine. Now we look a little bit later in Masechah Shuas on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and there we're introduced at the beginning of the fourth parak, which is called Shuas Ha'edus. So there we're introduced to the concept of Shuas Ha'edus. So the Mishnah says Shuas Ha'edus Noheges Ba'anoshim Velo Benoshim. Okay, Rashi explains why. V'chsiv Hu Eid Beroi Lahoid. Our pasuk here in the beginning of Parak Hey Vayikra. The Nefesh Kisechta V'Shama Kol Olav Hu Eid. So right away the Torah is telling us this category of shu applies only to somebody who's eligible to serve as an aide.
A woman.
And it says Rashi again, Diramasu Shuas Aidus, Shuas of Lamad Amud Aleph, who aid, the royal hoid, Dibrakos, Vishapsu Aidus, Kiyal Pirkim, Erom Dushna Noshim. Later on, it learns out women are a puzzle from Aidus because the Pasuk says, Erom Dushna Noshim. Fine. Continues the Mishnah. So again, Shuas Aidus, the Hagan Noshim, below Binoshim. Berachokin means non relatives, below Bikrovin, not with relatives. Rashi has place because Krovin, Psulin Laidus, Karab is Pasul Laidus. And Mishnah Sanhedrin, of Chavzam Rez, Yafina Lavahai, Neo Hosman, for fun. Who the relatives are, it says over there, how far the relatives go, not a topic. But again, Bixerin, below Psulin. Has to be someone who's Kosher Lahaid as opposed to someone who's Pasul, says Rashi, below Psulin, Kamo Gazlan. Right? You Pasul, and Atosh, Yamal Toshas, Eid Hamas. There's certain categories of people, gamblers, whatever else, are excluded from Eidus, so they're excluded from this whole thing too. Has to be real Lahaid. Okay? And Rashi says more first lamutei mai. What else was included? But fine. What else is included? You covered everything already. But anyway, continues the Mishnah. It says bifnei bezdin v'shor bifnei bezdin mipi atzmo. Or piacherim ain chayav ma'ad shiichbur behem bebezdin divar meir. And the machlokes are the chachamim. Meir holds that if you testify on your own, then it can even be outside of bezdin. But mipi acherim, if somebody else was asked you to take the shul, it was mashbir you. The other litigant, let's say, is mashbir you. So then it's only in bezdin. Divar meir chachamim bein mipi atzmo bein mipi acherim ain chayav ma'ad shiichbur behem bebezdin. No, you have to violate in bezdin. The chayavin al don hashuv al shigosim don ha'idos. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Okay, we don't have to read all the rest of the Rashi, but Rashi explains what shogeg means here, what chayav means here. Fine. In any event, what this Mishnah, as I say, tells about is the issue of shvuas ha'edus. Okay? Now, the question becomes the following. In a certain sense, one could argue that there's a parallel between shvuas ha'edus and shvuas bitui. Because remember what Shavuos Bitui is. Shavuos Bitui, they say, we assume like a Bikivet L'Sha'avar as well. On a Pesach, I didn't eat this. I did eat this. Well, Shavuos Eid is the guy saying, I didn't witness anything. I wasn't there. I don't know. Right? And so he's testifying about himself. He's swearing rather about himself. Something that he did or did not do. Well, in that sense, it's kind of similar to Shavuos Bitui. The guy says, not the future, but the past. What did the guy says? I didn't eat this. I didn't see Adis. I didn't see the loan or whatever else. Okay? So the question becomes, our first real issue to explore is, what happens if a person, you know, in other words, can you be chayav for Shavuos Eidos and for Shavuos Bitui? Because if you violate it, it turns out you did know Eidos. So not only did I swear falsely in terms of Shavuos Eidos, but I swore falsely in terms of Shavuos Bitui also. I violated. So, you know, what's the relationship here? It's interesting. There was a Gemara earlier back on the
Chav. I have two components.
Well, that's the question. I mean, why not? One could make the case. Right? So the Gemara says no. Okay? Gemara says no, that you're not chayev. Two different karbanas, and I have to find it on the page. Chof hay
la
beis. Not exactly Rab Minei. No.
More expensive clothes.
They're both the same. Here they're both the same. All of Yored, yeah. It depends on your thing. So the Gemara says, let me just find it. Chof hay la beis and shuas. Just give me a second. It says Amrua Rabbanan Kameida Bay Chofen Vez Rabbanan Lechiyuv Elei Tarte. Can you be chayv two things? Because after all, you know, so it says no. Amar Lehu Tarte Lamatzis Amritu. You can't be chayv the guy, not because of Kamei Rabbanan, because of the pasuk. The Tanya Leachas Me'ele. It says in our parsha, after introducing these different types of cases when you're chayv a carbon olive yored, it says. V'hoya kiyesham in pasuk hey of Parak hey and Vayuka. V'hoya kiyesham la'achas me'ele. You're guilty of one of these la'achas me'ele. La'achas ata nechayvo v'i ata nechayvo shtayim. Right, you can't be chayv for two. Okay, exactly. Rashi explains shuas daf chafem beis tarte. Imroy lahoydu. We're talking about a guy who is eligible to testify. The Chafar Boba Bezdin, he lied in Bezdin, right? Chayev Stein, Mishum should be Chayev two Karbanas. Mishum that's the Havmina. Mishum Shuos Eidus, or Mishum Shuos Bitur. We Chayev both the Shuos Eidus and Shuos Bitur. Comes along, exerts that cause, no, Achas. He and Yonak see, Kiyasham, Achas Mele, not very Parsha. Our Parsha here, Mayukha Parkei, Parsha Yikra, it says the Achas Mele. Okay, so that's what tells us that, in fact, there is no, there's no double Chiyah. Okay, good. But now we have an interesting question. The Rambam tells us.
Excuse me. Talk about if you do something shogeg, then you have to do double chatas, right?
Yes. Yeah, so this is a special category of chatas. So the Gzeiras HaKos applies to these unique situations. There are only certain situations where an olav yored is required. It's only in these cases.
But take a look. You did this for Mason.
No, well, not necessarily. No, not necessarily. Not in all these cases. But he Here is he did a mezid, yeah. Yeah, it's a different type of category, yeah. Good point.
He did a mezid, he has to bring a korban.
Right.
Generally speaking,
right.
Do a mezid.
So the truth is that, again, yeah. Okay.
It's an exception.
Yeah. Yeah, just a second. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Okay. Yeah. The difference is later on the guy, the truth of that, that's a later Gemara actually, yeah. Yeah, it's correct. That's a later Gemara, somewhere in this paragraph in Shulz, I forgot where. And the Gemara says there's an exception to the usual of Chatas. Okay? This is where the guy intentionally lied, yeah. Anyway, so let's take a look in the Rambam. I'm going to think about it for a second. Yes, absolutely. So let's take a look. In Parakas of Shulz, Halacha Yud Dalet, the Rambam writes the following. He's dealing with the following case. He has certain cases we mentioned before. Certain people are not eligible, are not obligated for, are not in the parsha Shavuos Eidos. Remember the Mishnah said it applies to men, not women.
Right.
It applies not to gamblers, not to relatives, and so on.
So
let's say somebody there lied.
You mean okay, a woman lied?
Yeah. Would they be chayav Shavuos Bitoy? Because they're not going to be chayav Shavuos Eidos because Shavuos Eidos doesn't apply. So the Rambam, right? That's an interesting question, right? In other words, we just said it's a parallel. So the Gemara says you can't be chayav both. But what about this case?
Right.
So what about one? So the Rambam writes, Kol Mokom She'amarnu Potter Mishavuos Eidos. In all of these cases where the person is potter from Shavuos Eidos, there are other examples. I should really go back a step. The Rambam in a woman, so you're not in the parashah, hold that thought. But the previous halacha, really, the test halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam summarizes. Let's forget about a woman for a second. Let's say it's a guy for other reasons. The Rambam has a whole bunch of reasons in this paragraph why there won't be Shavuos Eidos, even if they. Here's listen to what he says. Halacha Yud Gimel. In elamadat she'ein ha'edim chayav b'Shavuos Eidos elal piasar dvar ve'elohein. First of all, she'yit ba'ayim ha'tovea. The litigant has to be subpoenaed to court. The guy is out in the street and he said, "I swear I don't know anything about this. It wasn't in court." Okay, that's not. B'shetia Eidos Mama has to do with a mama in this case, and there's all kinds of different rules. And it has to be that he admitted it in Beis Din, and he had to take the shul in the shame of Hashem, the name of God. The Rambam has a whole bunch of 10 things. Okay, 10 things. So if any of those things are missing, forget about a woman. If any of a man, but for whatever technical reason, he's not going to be chayav Shavuos Eidos. Let's say it wasn't in Beis Din.
Right.
So then would it be chayav Shavuos Bitoy? Then it should be the same thing as, I didn't eat, and he did eat. I said, I swear, I wasn't in court. I was talking to the street. A bunch of guys were talking
to
the shul. That's my question.
No, it's not for maidens.
Again, a bunch of guys are talking outside of shul. And a guy said, I don't know anything happened. I swear I wasn't there. I didn't see it. It wasn't in Beis Din. Now it turns out later he was there. He knew the whole story. So he's not going to have to bring a Shavuos Eidos because it doesn't meet the criteria that the Rambam outlines here, Shavuos Eidos. But does he start? Right. All the rules. Has to meet 10 rules, including a formal setting. But would he have to bring Shavuos Bitoy? So Rambam says, we have to bring a carbon for this violating Shavuos Bitoy because now it should be directly parallel to a guy who said, I didn't eat when he did eat. So said the Rambam, yes. Hey, he's a regular Shavuos Bitoy. He does. In other words, the Gemara says you can't give the guy both to bring a carbon shul for violent Shavuos Eidos.
Carbon is the same.
Yeah, same carbon. But the Torah says you can't bring both.
Can't bring both.
But if a guy is excluded from Shavuos Eidos, says the Rambam, he's not excluded from Shavuos Bitoy. That it does have to ring. That's the Rambam Perek Tes of Shavuos Halacha Yud Dalet. That's always good. Okay. And he says, who should Nishpal Shana Amein, and so on, a different thing. But if a guy is Mechayev Shavuos Eidos, and so on, then he's only Chayev Shavuos Eidos, not Shavuos Bitoy. You don't have to bring both. The way we explained before, because it says Lachas Mehino, the Rambam spells all that out. Perek Tes Halacha Yud Dalet. The Kesef Mishnah explains.
Okay.
Difference is nothing else. Okay. Anyway, the Kesef Mishnah explains Halacha Yud Dalet of Perek Tes Halacha Yud Dalet. The Kesef Mishnah writes, where the Rambam get this from, that it's Chayev and Shavuos Bitoy. So he refers to a later Gemara, another Gemara, the very end of Masechet Shavuos, the last parak in Masechet Shavuos. So the last page of Masechet Shavuos, Mem Pesner Beis, talks about another case where the Torah requires a shul, and that's by the Shomrim. And we have the Arba Shomrim, and each Shomer is Potter, depending on the level of chiyuv, whether shama chinam, shama socha, how much he's obligated to be involved. Okay, shoah has the greatest amount of chiyuv, yeah. And he has to swear that he wasn't negligent. He has to swear that it was stolen, or for sure he has to swear that it made some muscles. Muscles. So that's what the Gemara talks about there, memtes and beis. And there, the Gemara says, black on white. The Gemara says, Amar Rav. In all the cases, the kulon, petur, mishur, shomrim, if a guy, for whatever technicality, not our problem now, is potter for shur, shomrim, said, I wasn't negligent, whatever he says, and but it can't take the, it's potter for shur, shomrim, chayav, mishur, shur's bitoy. But again, he's back in the mix because he's still a lie, and it's shur's bitoy. So the case of Mishnah claims that Rambam extrapolated from that Gemara, and he says, you see, when you're not chayav the other Torah's shur, for whatever technical reason, you can still get shur's bitoy. So it's the same thing here. For whatever technical reason, he's not obligated for shur's ha'edus, because we're missing not in a formal setting, whatever we said before, we still chayav and shur's bitoy. That's the case of Mishnah.
He says, that he has to bring a korban.
Yeah. He's chayav. Chayav to bring a korban, yeah. So the Kesher Mishnah writes, the social was put to Rav and Shmuel. What I just read to you was only a sheet of Rav. It's Machok is Rav and Shmuel. And Shmuel is Memtes and Beis. But Baloch and Rav Bisur. You know, we pass like Rav and matters of Israel had to. The Omar Kul and Ptur Mishur Shom and Chav Mishur Shuz Bitu. The Ika Lev Melof Mihasam Lefot to Mishur Shuz Eidus. It's the same to the Rambam. Just extrapolates from one to the other. Such is the opinion of the Kesher Mishnah. That's the Gemara. Shuz Memtes and Beis, which... again, the Kesher Mishnah says is a source. Any time, that's a different part. Okay, so the in all these cases, Rashi explains that Shus Mem Tesem Beis doesn't cool up. Kol Hani Ptur De Masnisa. All these cases where the Mishnah says you're Pater. In all these cases, and the guy, if the guy takes, you know, he says, whatever he says is off on a technicality because it wasn't in Bezin, or he didn't know. One of the cases where he knew but he didn't know he'd be Chayav a Carbon. You know, other technicalities, like we know sometimes, you mentioned about Asura, sometimes the guy didn't get the Asura, so sometimes the guy knew, but he didn't get Asura, he knew part of the thing, didn't know the other part of the thing, so that's the case over there. In any event, that's the sheet of the Rambam in Perek Tes. The Rambam says that if you are Chayav, if you're off on the Chayav of Shul's, a carbon for Shul's Eidus, you can still Shul's Abutus, also the Rambam, however. Not only shall not agree to that.
But he has to bring a
carbon. Right, that's what I said. This part, not so much of carbon assembly. Just to give an overview of the issue. If you look, say, that same Gemara Shuras we were looking at before, Chaf Hey and Beis.
He has to bring a Mashiach.
Well, it's here to keep a note, yeah. Anyway, so the Gemara says in Chaf Hey and Beis the following case. Amar Abaye, okay, towards the bottom of the page, Chaf Hey and Beis. So I'll find it. No. Abaye says, "Umo de Rav." Okay, so Machok is Rav and Shmuel. Okay, just a moment. I should have marked this off in the Gemara. I didn't. No. Okay. So Machok is Rav and Shmuel here, and he says as follows. The machokas is how we learn Laharan Laitiv. It's in the past, in the future also. I just can't find the line here. Just a moment, I'm sorry. I'll get it in a second. Here it is. Amar Abaye, first wide line of Shuas Chaf Hayim and Beis. Amar Abaye, Umo de Rav, the following case, not our case. But Omer Lechavero, a guy says to his friend, Shvua Sh'ani Yodea Lecha Eidus. Our case is where the guy took a Shua that he didn't know anything. Okay, and later it turns out that he did. So that the Rambam says he can be chayav and shul's bitur even if he's technically not in the shul's eidus parsha. The Gemara has the opposite case. The Gemara has Abaye says, "Well, the Rabbi, Omer lechaver shvur shani yudei lecha eidus. I tell you, I know something." And v'shtakach de lo yada. Later on, it turns out he didn't know anything. He was full of baloney. So in that case, the potter. Okay, everyone agrees you're potter from any carbon because the leisei. In order for the carbon to be obligated, it has to the possibility has to exist for both sides, positive, negative, and right. And a positive, and I'll do this, or I won't do this. In the past, I did do this, and I didn't do this. So Rashi explains. Listen to this. Umo de Rav. Okay. The afal gav the low boy lahaba labo l'shavar. Even a Rav doesn't require both the future and the past. But lav v'hein boy, it does require positive or negative. He doesn't require that the shua can go either way, lahara lahe. I'm sorry, lahaba or lashavar, but he does require lahara lahe. It requires that the two possibilities, either you love the hain. Ka omer shua shani yodei lacha edus, hain mishkachas bo la, hain ain mishkachas bo la, bo mishkachas bo. The less it be any yodei lacha, the ain lacha edus, lav mishum shriyas bitu chive. This case of Abaye that he's bringing up, where a guy says, I don't know edus for you, okay, I'm sorry, I do know edus for you, he said, I do know edus for you, and it turns out that he doesn't, will not be chayv in the reverse. On the reverse, because the reverse is what? The reverse is I do know Adas you, and he doesn't, because in that case, says Rashi, that's not going to be Shuas Bitu Chivira. That's not Shuas Bitu. That's Shuas Adas. The Ein Yodei Lecha Adas Lavi Shu Shuas Bitu Chivira Achmana Lischayva Chutz LeBezdin Lamishu Shuas Adas Veina El BeBezdin Rabbi Had. So according to what comes out from Rashi, it looks like Rashi is saying that once you're out, that Shuas Bitu and Shuas Adas are like totally unconnected. And it looks like from there that Rashi would disagree with that Rambam. The Rambam says if you're not in the Parsha, Shulz or Edus, for whatever reason, you still be chai for Shulz Bitu for that lie, or for that false oath. Right, that's what the Rambam said. Rashi seems to sort of separate Shulz or Edus and Shulz Bitu entirely, and towards the bottom of the page, or later Rashi, Sovar, Isol, Shulz, won't get a statement of Mai, Klomar. Isol Hashem Shulz Bitu the Eni Yodei Lecha Edus, the Haidu Lecha Ev Tarki Mishum Miyuta the Eni Tama Chai Vashtayim, the Nafkamina Hechad Isol Bitu the Lesser Le Edus. What if a guy is in the Pyre, could go on Psulim Le Edus, or Shalom Bezdin, the Lekka Le Mitre, the Laachas Mechai Mishum Bitu. There, the Rama, the Rashi says maybe it could be Chai and Bitu. So Rashi's position isn't that clear. However, the Ra, but at least according to the first Rashi, it looks like Rashi's saying that Bitu and Shulz Edus are two separate things, and if you're not chayv and shuas edus, you're not chayv and bitu. Two things, are completely separate. There is a rush in shuas here in shuas. Okay, on a later parak, if I could find it here, the rush is parak dalid. But I told you there's a little bit of a lumbisha type of subject, so it's a good thing to get an overview of this once in a while. So the rush says in parak dalid of shuas, parak dalid simon yud test. Okay, what's that? Yeah, I know. All right. So the Rosh says in Parag Dalad Simon Yutes, the Rosh says explicitly, just a moment. Where'd it go now? Here it is. He says, Parag Dalad Alech Yutes, he quotes the Mishnah, and he says, just 1 second. He says, yeah. He says, V'chein kol hani p'tur in the masnisin potter af mikarban shuas bitui. There you go. Okay. So the Rosh says it in the Furish. All the cases where guys potter from shuas edos is also potter from shuas bitui. That's definitely not like the Rambam. You got it? Okay. Wait a second. So, at the very least, it's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rosh. Okay. Oh, sorry, the Rambam and the Rosh. In other words, Rashi could argue exactly what Rashi meant, but the Rosh, for sure, I'll read it again. Parag Dalet, Halacha Yotes, Simen Yotes, Simen Yotes. V'chein kol hanitun, Simen Yotes, af mi karban shuas bitui. Okay? And he explains how he learns it out. Shuas Eidus is special din, ein bo el chidusho, and so on. And v'af hechel v'chai mishun shu Eidus, potter mi mishun shuas bitui. Okay? If you're not, if you're out, you're out. So we have basically a machlokas, the Rambam versus the Rosh for sure. Okay, the truth of the matter is, it's Rashi a little, like, Rashi sounds like he's more like the Rosh.
Right.
Okay, at least from one Rashi. But anyways, it's also machlokas, the Balamor also, so it's a long Balamor, and I'm not going to go through it now, just another time. But the Balamor also, if it's on Daf Yud, on Beis Yud, on the pages of the Rif, here in Shulis, but the Balamor also implies that he's like the Rosh. That no, if you're not chai for Shulis Aedus because of whatever technicality, you're not chai for Shulis B2 either, there's no carbon for Shulis B2 either. Not like the Rambam who said Mefurish, that when it's no Shulis Aedus, then Shulis B2 comes back into the mix. And finally, the third sheet in the Rishonim here is the Ramban. Okay, in the Chidushei Aramban, which, oh, here it is, right? In the Chidushei Aramban, here in Shulis, where he has a middle shita. Okay, the Ramban has a middle shita. Okay? This is the Ramban in Shulis, Chof Hamad Aleph, Dimas Lahod Omer Rova. It's also the Ramban in Lachamas, but it's here is shorter and clearer here. Okay? He says, Yeah. Lo malachosh ain't lana ba'ala mishum edus kosh beres Rashi zal. Okay. Vizui achas mishum edus the davar shabachal v'hatov davar chodesh. As I said before, the machokas of Yishmonu Akiva. Okay. Anyway, nimtzeinu lemedim. Here's our key. Nimtzeinu lemedim. Shakol ha'omer shvua she'eini yodei lacha edus. Anybody who says I take a shvua that I don't know any edus. V'chein shani yodei. Other verse I do know. Af al pi shepturin mishua sa'edus. To go in chutz lebezdin, or not in a formal setting, whatever we said before, or v'sholu yichad edo, if he wasn't designated as an aid or whatever, v'sholu shalom piyatoveya, he didn't hear, he wasn't subpoenaed, he wasn't, didn't hear the litigant make him take a shul. Anyway, p'turim mishuas bitui. Sounds like he agrees with the Rosh, and Rosh, right, p'turim. But he says, he splits, aval karov upasol, okay, the chena kofes and chazon ishpas, some other case, kevan she'enan ru'uyin lohaid, enan bichlal edus, v'chayavim v'bitur. Ramban takes a middle position. He says somebody who's not in the parish of edus altogether because the psul gavra, not because of some technicality here that the Rama had there in Paraktas Malachim Gimel, that it wasn't in a formal setting or he wasn't called to bez or whatever else, but a person who's not, so that person was never in the parsha of Shavuos Eidos altogether. Memela, such a person would be chayav if Shavuos Bitui. They're not bichlal Eidos, therefore chayav Bitui. Somebody who's in the parsha of Eidos has now been removed from Shavuos Bitui. Now, for some reason, the Shavuos Eidos can't be chal because some technicality was missing. Some important, I don't say technicality, some important criterion was missing. So therefore, says the Ramban, in such a case, the Rosh is right, the Rashi perhaps, the Balavor, is right, that in such a case, he doesn't have, he's potter from Shul's Bitu as well. He's not over on Shul's Bitu either. But somebody who wasn't in the, as we talked about before, that's why I stopped, you know, David, when he said about women, said, I don't want to talk about women, because of this Ramban. Ramban, the Rambam doesn't seem to be Mechali. The Rambam says, and I'll read it again, Paraktes of Chesul Nogudal, Kol Mokom Shamanu Potom Shuz Eidos of a Chai Shuz Mitu. Sounds like, now you could say maybe it's only going what he's told in the previous halacha, but he's Kol Mokom is a pretty expansive term. Whatever there's no Shuz, there can be Shuz Mitu. The Rosh, for sure, said the other way. Once you Potom Shuz Eidos, Potom Shuz Mitu. Okay, the Ramban has kind of a middle position. And Ramban at the end writes, V'chein To'u Harav Halevi, that's the Rimagash, and the Harav Reb Moshe Talmido, that's the Rambam. Rambam was a Talmud of Rimagash, really Rambam's father, the Talmud of Rimagash. But anyway, between To Harav Halevi, Harav Reb Moshe Talmido, Zal To'os Gedola. Ramban has fighting words. Now Ramban says, To'os Gedola, okay? He says, he feels it's not true. He says not everybody is part of Shul's Bitu. So it turns out to be an interesting three-way machlokas. I'll just add one interesting thing in the Iri and the Beit HaBechira there in Shul's Chof Hei. Okay, Chof Hei and Beis. Divo Amasul Misha Omar. He says like this. Aval im nishpashur shan yodeh lecha achshav edosu. V'nim tush eini yodeh. Ein kan Shul's Bitu. Sha'afu yesh no balav. It's on Shul's eini yodeh edos. Fine. If it's a Shul's Eidus, it's out of Shul's Bitu. You can't have both, like we explained before. He says, however, he holds that Bitu is totally out of the picture. Afilu haisa Shul's Bitu ain Shul's Eidus chalalov. He disagrees with Ramban. He said, no, it doesn't matter. This type of shua is defined as a shua's edus. If it has to do with testimony, I don't care if you're apostle edus, if it has to do with testimony, says the Miri, then it's categorized as shua's edus, and you can never be in the mix of shua's bitu. And that's it. That's like the Balamor. That's like a rush. And he says, the Eish Cholkin Bezu, some disagree. I reference, obviously, to Ramban. Okay? We talk bilbulim. They're mixed up. So the Ramban says about the Rambam, Tor Tos Gedola. Okay, and so the Rambam is at one extreme. The Rambam says everybody is Oshua's Eidos is Yeshua's Bitur. The Rambam says a Tos Gedola. It's only some people. And the Miri says, no, he's Mevabal, so it's nobody. So you have Minakotz Alakotz. So that's issue number one. But now we come to a second issue, really, in terms of the psukim. You know, Is there, we're talking about, there's all background, it's nice and interesting, but let me ask a simple question. Is there any obligation from the law? Is there any obligation? We haven't seen anywhere that we've seen that if the guy came forward or if he lied outside the court. Let's say the guy doesn't want to come to court. I don't want to get involved in this case. Okay?
Yes,
I didn't swear falsely. I don't swear. It could be I do know Edis. Okay? I refuse to come. I'm just not going to testify.
Yes, sir,
so let's see. So that's really an interesting question. Okay? That's really our the next thing I want to look at. So there is a Gemara in Bava Kamma on Daf. Nun hey on the base. Did I bring it over here yet? Okay. There's a Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Nun hey on the base. So at the bottom of the page, where the Gemara says this is one of the things for which your potter b'din Adam b'chayav b'din Shemayim. Okay, it's a Gemara in Bava Kamma. It's a Nun hey on the base, bottom of the page. There's a bunch of examples. Omar Mar Haporit Gedifnei Benas Chavero. Right, whatever you did, there are a bunch of different. Amar Yeshua, here it's four lines on the bottom. Amar Yeshua, none have a base in Bava Kamma. Amar Yeshua, Arba Dvarim Oso San Potim Dinan Chayav Dinei Shemayim. Ve'elohin Apar Tzgedev Fnei Benes Chavero. Right, you let open the barn door, the animal got out. Right, Va'kofev Kamosu Shachaver Ne'adaleika. There's a fire. There, so you put your friend's stalks, whatever, near where the fire is. Va'socha Edei Sheker Lahay. You hire false Aiden. None of those are our problem now, but the fourth one is the Hayodea Edus Lechavero Ve'eno Meidlo. You know Edus is somebody and you're not made. That's the one of the Kamma Mem Hey. Nun Hey on the base.
So that's
a good question. Excellent question. We don't know. It doesn't seem to be because there's no punishment. I don't know what exactly is the Mokka. That's what I'll look at right now. Okay, so the Gemara analyzes this further. That's the statement on the bottom of Nun Hamad Bey's Mar Kamas. On the next Amud, Nun Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara asks the following. He says, one second. Hayodea Edus Lechver Ve'eno Meilo B'mayaskina. What are you talking about? Elam of a Bey Trey. You're talking about two Edim who together, no Edim that can swing the case. Right? Who together, no Edim that don't come. Pshita. That's obvious. You don't need to be sure to tell me. That's Doraisa. Like you said, that's Doraisa. Even without that statement, it's Doraisa. How do we know? Our Pasuk here in Vayikra, Parakei Pasuk Aleph. Imlo Yagid v'noso avono. Imlo Yagid v'noso avono, says the Pasuk, right? If you don't come and testify, v'noso avono, you're going to get a sin. That's what it means. You don't testify, you get a sin. So obviously, from the Torah itself. Now, you could argue it's different for one person because it wouldn't be able to convict anyway. It wouldn't be able to swing the case. But certainly, but let's say there's nobody. So then the Gemara says, Ela b'chad, and they're talking about a case. Only one, so then you're not going to swing the case. It's still us, but that's only Dine Shemayim, right? Because it won't, okay. But in any event, you see from that Gemara that certainly with two people, there is an Isser of Lo Yagid and Asavano, our Pasuk. So says Tosus, hold everything. Hold everything. Is that what our Pasuk is talking about when it says Venosa Avono? Our Pasuk said, let's read the Pasuk. Perkei Pasuk. Venefesh Kisekla V'shama Kol Olava Hu Eid Ora O Yada. We're talking about a guy who did what? Who swore falsely that he didn't know Edus, and he did. That's Venosa Avono. We're not talking about a guy who didn't come in the first place. Right? That's what the Pasuk is talking about. Who aid? He was an aid, and he saw, and he, you know, he was Shama Kol Allah. Shama Kol Allah means, like we read before when we first started, Rashi says, yeah, he heard Shehishbiyuhu Shemua. They made him take an oath. And in court, he was subpoenaed, and they made him take an oath. That's what our Pasuk's talking about. That's Tosus Kasha. Tosus there in Bava Kamma, Nun Vav Rav Dilas L'Pshita, says, in Toma, Hani mili kisha omar al shuaso. This pasuk that Vayikra is talking about a guy who violated, he lied, he violated shua, you know, he said shua falsely. That's another, kidiksiv shama kol Allah. How does the Gemara now extend that? The guy who never came in the first place. So Yeshloma the Hachi, so Tosef says, to weave the psukim a little bit. So Tosef says, Yeshloma Hachi Gemara, here's the pasuk. Kisha over, or the real emendation of the Bach in Ozalev. Kisha over Ashwaso Bidovar Sheim Lo Yagid Hayanose Avon, then Oz Yavi Karban Shua. Ava below Shua Nami Ikan Siasavon. He reads the pasuk like this. When do you have to bring a carbon? That's when you swore and then didn't keep it. That's a bit carbon. But it's talking about a case, it's a shvua on a case which if you wouldn't have come in the first place, you would violate something. Right? In other words, you take a shvua in a case which you wouldn't have, which you would violate something had you not come in the first place. That's how Tosus reads. You follow? Again, talking about kisha over. I'm reading the Gemara. Kisha over al shuoso bedavar sheim lo yagid. If he wouldn't come in the first place, he'd get oh, it's Yavi Karman Shua. Avalo Shua, now he can see his Avon, but there's still a sin even without the Shua. Kedemuch Masizim quotes a Mishnah later, and so it brings a Rive and something else. Okay, so the Dafka the Bezdin. It's only a Bezdin, and so on. Five, that's really the main part that we need. Okay, so according to Tosus, and the reading of the Gemara, yes, there is an obligation to come give testimony. And if you didn't, you're in violation of Imlo Yagin. Alright, you know, like somebody, a guy who swore, so tell us some reworks the pasuk a little bit to make it fit in. The Rashba is not as comfortable with this Tosus, because, you know, it's a creative reading of the text. So the Rashba is there in Baba Kama, none of them days, the Chedush Rashba, Dimas Ibetray. So he quotes the first of all Tosus, and he says, the Ein Teretz Zeh Mechur Beinai. I'm not so clear on this Teretz. Okay, we'll get back in.
What can I do?
Again, it's all right. Sorry. We're talking about now, again, just real quickly, we're talking about now is we moved on to, is there an obligation? We said you're not allowed to swear falsely. Okay?
Right.
But do I have to come to court in the first place?
Oh, no, that didn't.
I didn't swear. I'm not going to come. I don't want to get involved.
No, but you have to.
Oh, so
it's a pasuk.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, so according to what we just said in Tosus, it's this pasuk here. Okay, here in our parsha.
This in our parsha. Parsha that's the Melah saying, I don't want to get involved.
Right. So that's
Tosus line. There's no
sacrament. That's it. Well, that's it. Hold on. That's something else.
That's something else.
It relates to it. According to Tosus, that's one thing. But the Rashba doesn't like Tosus because he's rereading the pasuk. Tosus understands the Gemara. It's really Gemara. Gemara Baba Kama Nunvav says, yeah, because it says in our pasuk, the Nasa Avono. Im lo yagid, you get a sin. That's the Gemara. So obviously you have to come. So he asked Tosus, wait a minute. Our pasuk is from the guy who swore, and it wasn't true. We're not talking about a guy who just didn't stop. Show us Tosus for reworks the pasuk. Rashba says it ain't teretz zemechur beinah. Diminole dachi kamar kra. Especially the Gemara said it was pshita, obvious. That's so obvious. You're twisting a pasuk around, and so obvious. Pshita is the rice and amichayev. So he says a little bit differently. He says mistabra de meila shamina dehibish shama kol olah. Apo pishul ana amen he. Because one second, the Shama Kol Allah, what does Shama Kol Allah mean? Shama Kol Allah means somebody else. I'm getting back to Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash says, Shehish bi'uhu shur. They impose an oath. They set an oath. Now, usually, you're not high of an oath that someone else said, and you're just standing like a stiff. You just have to answer Amen. You take the oath yourself. What kind of business is this that that someone else imposed the shur? He says, says the Rashba. He says,
You have to give edus against or for.
Whatever you know. Since when do you have to bring a carbon just on hearing someone else be mashbir you? And you never said a word. The only guy says, you swear, and you say, oh, I'll shrug my shoulders. You have to, that's not a usual swear. The mushpa mi'achem is either a person takes a shul himself, mushpa bi'atzmo, or is mushpa mi'achem is got to answer amen. It's got a some.
I agree.
So, but here it sounds all you got to do is shama kola. You heard, and it's a rei navera. What's going on? So says the Rashba
that you knew false, you knew positive and negative.
Yeah, that you knew, but the question is you have to come. That's the point. You do have to come.
You do have to come.
That's his point. Alama maybe carbon al shmi'as kol b'ad otu mishal al chavero mashbi ani alecha shetomer kain. Shetomer kain became shura isa. If I say, I hereby impose an oath on you that you saw so-and-so, and you don't answer one or the other, you say, have a nice day. Okay, you don't respond at all. But lohigid, me, you're yichayev now. Because just because I said an oath, I said in the language of shul, you said have a good day, you didn't respond one or the other.
If you know.
Okay, so you do know, that's the point. But why you chayev? It's an unusual type of shul. So Rashba is saying, that's how we know that you have to come and get yourself in the mix. Okay, because otherwise, how could you be chayev? You can't just be chayev by a guy saying a shvuah. It's only in this circumstance you come to court, and as a bez, that's the Rashba. So I don't know, is that more twisting than Tosus? I don't know, Tosus is twisting than a puzzle. Rashba is saying, Misur, that's the shita of the Rashba.
So
the third shita here is this.
If you're learning this in yeshiva, you would... They just go to the
shilpas. Right. Okay.
You would never.
So the third thing is the shilpas.
This obligation to show up in base camp. Hold the thought.
We may get to that. We have time. Let's going to get to a little more. The Shiltas, the Arachai, going here in Parsha Yikra, right in our Parsha, on these chicken, Shiltas Sanach Tes, says, Shilta the Iluman, the Yadav Sadusa the Chavre, someone who knows Eidos is somebody else, Mechayev Lemezel Asuda, he's got to go and testify. The lo masid hu, and he doesn't testify. Kain bisura shenema, he says the nefesh kisa. He learns the pasuk differently. He's much more posh, I think the most obvious of all. What's the opening word to the pasuk? The nefesh kisecheta. Sounds like there was already a chait before the shama kol Allah, before the shvuah. Our kasha was, how can you say that you have to come to court because of our pasuk? Our pasuk, the guy swore falsely. Satosis catches our shvuah is different. The Shiltas writes, because the opening phrase is Nefesh ki Secheta. Secheta sounds like there's already a chait in the mix. The Afa gav the high
cross
by not showing up. It would be a chait if he didn't show up.
Oh, really?
That's how he reads it. He says, let's see. The Afa gav the high cross by Echad Ashbe Velo Masid Lehani Miliki Ksiva Shua Lechuda Le Karman Shua. Avalamekam Bisur Kilo Masid Nayan Karman Bisur. Our pasuk is only talking about the Chai of Karman, but there's still an Isser. There's no carbon if you refuse to come, but there's still an Isser. Dichsev nefesh kisechta the hadar v'shama kol Allah. Alma kilo shama shvu nami kaim b'chait. Okay, so it's also you can have a chait as well. The hemek shela from the Nitziv there in Osalathos Beis elaborates, okay, and he says it's an interesting thing. He has an interesting nafkamina. But according to Tosas, so we learn it out from the word nasav ono, because of Behu Aid and so on. So someone who's not royal ahoid, then there's no sin if he doesn't show up.
Yeah.
Okay, but Nefesh ki secheta, I guess you would have to say it anyway, even though I don't understand what the benefit would be. Okay, I'm not sure. But then the Tziv wonders, but maybe the Nefesh ki secheta is just an introductory phrase. You know, like a lot of times it probably says Nefesh ki secheta. So he explains that also, okay. After all, we have later on by in the parasha also by Shua Sapikodin where you also swear falsely. It also says chait, so you learn some sort of exerit. Shabbat, fine. All right. Anyway, I have to check that and see that again because I think I'm missing something. But all right, he mentions lo samal damriyecha also. The tziv throws in as another thing. If you don't testify to somebody else, that's like lo samal damriyecha. That's a kiddush because usually samal damriyecha is a guy's going to die, and here apparently he's even mumminous. Okay, but the Netziv says it's Osama al Damriyacha. Full disclosure, there's a truma from the Yosef Shalom Nathan, son Shalom Meshir, Madura Tinyana, Chela Gimel, Simon Kuf Yud. He says, it's a Chiddush. He said, not so convinced that it's right. It's a long piece, but we'll only read the three quotes, the Shiltas and so on. He says here Shiltas Samaches, but it's really Samaches. Fine, he quotes it. He says, it's a Chiddush to say. Usually, the Gemara is talking about Osama Damar Yecha is Dafka Baguf Atzmo, physical. Shimro Shatovea Banar, the guy's drowning.
Yeah.
Okay, Oshalistim Boy Molo.
Okay,
Abu Mashinogel and Mamorosha of them, Ainab Chol Osama Damar Yecha. It's a jump. But he said that he's not so convinced of it. Okay? But anyway, that's the Shalom Meshiv. Later on, he brings
some,
up
some people who value the money more than
otherwise. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then he brings it right to that for Gemara later on that you could have Lo Samal Damreyecha. That's not Shaykh. He brings it right that it's not Shaykh that he thinks, and it's arrived from that case in Bava Kamadav from Nunvav. Because
it means it doesn't apply to Mammon.
Yeah, why did the Gemara there in Bava Kamma bring up Osama Damrech when they're talking about what's Pashut if you don't testify to somebody else? The Gemara says it's Pshita, it's to bring it up from Lo Yagi, and Tosh says to Kvetch, how do we really want to say Osama Damrech? Right? So since the Gemara didn't do it, he thinks that we don't hold like that. Maybe it's Lachok is Baba Yishami. Anyway, that's the Shalom issue. Next issue, okay, is another thing. He says, by the way, I should mention one other thing, the Ran. I have it here. The Ran, yeah. Let me just give a full disclosure here. Okay. The Ran in the commentary on the Rif in Shavuos Daf Yud Dalad Odeis in the page of the Beis. The Ran throws out this whole thing. He's not convinced anyway that there's a whole. The Ran writes, let's say Yud Dalad Odeis in the page of the Rif. The Ran is the main Divam Achas Masnisen, but it says it's the it says Mitnayshin Echol Lachzor Hodos. So he says Lufiha Karavani Lomar. Okay, sometimes Edom don't want to be made, and so on and so forth. So he says,
the Edom don't want to be what?
Sometimes Edom are hesitant to be made. I'm just following what before. He wants to say no. You know, you can't prove many of these places that there's a chiyuv to, you know, to come before eight before Bezdin. He doesn't like the way anyone reads the psukim. Well, I don't know. He doesn't know about the shultas that have the nefesh kisechta. Okay, but in any event, he's not so convinced that there's any there's necessarily any chiyuv.
You have to debate this when you know about it.
Yeah, that they can learn it out from the psukim anyway. Okay, that's how the Ran writes. This may relate to another question. Is there, how do we say, I just want to get a Gemara in Sanhedrin, there must be one line around here.
I think.
All the way in the corner.
Sanhedrin.
Yeah, we have Sanhedrin over here?
Yeah, it should be. I mean, it's three, I think it's three, four volumes in
it. Yeah. I want that Lamed Zion on base.
Probably two.
Lamed Zion is probably two, yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
Yes. So the Mishnah in Sanhedrin actually mentions this case or something similar. No? It's let's see. Well, you can never tell.
So aggravating. You take one out, you gotta go back.
I don't know why they didn't print on the
what
cover.
Covers.
What page is it?
In the revised edition.
Yeah, right. Print
it should have, yeah, but that gets erased. But it should have it there, yeah.
All right, anyway.
Stars.
All right.
Well, all right.
What's the difference? You know, they did a good job in the translation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, you have like this. The Mishnah says in the bottom of Lamed Zion and Aleph in Sanhedrin that you could have a case, this is what the Ran was getting at, Veshema Tomru, says with long Mishnah, says Veshema Tomru Ma Lonu Latzara Hazos.
What do I need, Zagat?
What do I need? I don't go to court. I don't have the time. I take a day off from work or whatever else.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
So it says, Valo Kvar Nemar. Who ate? Oh, our pasuk. Who ate? Here in Beikra. But Parakalav Aleph. Parakalav Pasuk Aleph. Parakay. I mean, Parakay. But who ate? Oh, Raul Yodim Lo Yogid. Okay. And Rashi there says, "Hello, Karnem." The guy says, "Malam Hatzar Zos Lahachnis Roshena B'Daiga Hazos." Okay. I feel it's true, but I don't have time to go. I'm a busy day. I miss a day of work. I can't do it. I don't get involved. So it says, Rav, Alo Kvar Nemar, but who aid? So Rashi says,
quote a pasuk?
Yeah, our pasuk.
But not the nefesh.
No, not the nefesh, the second half of the pasuk. Who aid? Oh, Rav Yadav, Rav Yagid. So Rashi says, Alo Kvar, who aid? Alechem mutal chova, who nesias avon im lo tagidu masher isim. Okay, in effect, here you got to come to testify. Okay, so Rashi certainly seems to say that there's a mitzvah, this is from the Torah. That's what Rashi learns. In the Torah, they have to go. Okay? Well, I forgot to bring it, but the Rambam has in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, here maybe? No, okay. The Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs essay, Kufayim Ches, huh? It's one of the Tired Mitzvahs to go testify. And for our purposes, we can read it. I mean, he says it in detail there. I'm going to get maybe the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Okay. But I'll read it from Hilchos Eidus also. Okay? The Rambam writes, in Parak Aleph of Hilchos Eidus, Halacha Aleph. Okay, Parak Aleph, Halacha Aleph.
That's
how you want to see it quickly.
Where is he refers to that pasuk too?
Yeah. Same called the same pasuk. Parak Aleph of Hilchos Eidus, Halacha Aleph. Ram writes, Ha'ed mitzuva lehoid bevezdin b'chol eidus sheyodeh. Thank you. So the Sefer Mitzvahs, Ram writes, and let's read the first of Sefer Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs says, say,
but one is not required to read the court proceedings to see what's going on. If I was in
no, all of your court. We're going to get to the second. Good. First, we hold that thought for a moment. I want to finish up. Mitzvahs kufayin, kufayin ches. Who should tivano the hard bevezim mechol mashen deu bein mishaibo misa misha edus misha edus alavo hatzaloso. It's going to convict the guy. It's going to free him. Or hefsid mamono. It's going to cause him. Whatever it is. Anachnu chav lahoid bechol zeh lahodi al dayanim asherino shemano. Okay? And they bring a pasuk gerayis from a pasuk eight or all yada. The over on mitzvahu, you violate this. The yichpo shaedus, he holds back his edus on so gadol. The who amru, that's our pasuk in lo yagid the nasa avona.
That's very important.
It's a davar kali, okay? And if it's edus mamon, so you have to recover all the yorid and so on and so forth. So and the ram that's around the same religious. Thank you. And it was edus perakal or edus alach alav the ram.
Who has to bring the guy who withholds edus?
Yeah. If it, no, that withholds edus, no. But if you know, he lies and so on, like we said.
He lies.
Now, the Pederad Vaz, on that Ramam, he writes, again, how do you know? Okay. Ekel HaMedak, I have the same problem as before. Delo Masra Mikro El Shimlo Yagir Rasavona, Avo Shimitzase Lahagid Minayan. Where did Ram get this from? Where's the Mitzase? It's talking about a guy who lied, right? After he came to court, took a Shua and so on. So he says, Hachi Masra Karim, Lo Yagid, Lo Yisav, the Yisrom, the Afinam, the Yisiv, who aid? Oh, Roy Oda, Yagid, the Lo Yagid and the Savona, the Hochin Mashram, the Kosher Sefer Mitzvahs, the Alshoni quotes Sefer Mitzvahs. Also, apparently, the emphasis on the words, the who ate. It's interesting because when we read the Rashi before, it sounds also like that, because the Rashi did Masal Alokwa Nemar, the who ate. You're an aide, you've been assigned that title, and that means you gotta go to court. That's how we darsh in the Pasuk, the who ate. Okay, he's an aide. And that's what the Radvaz seems to say that the Rambam is also getting at. It's interesting, I go to my money on the bottom there, Os Aleph writes something else. He refers to a Gemara in Pesachim.
But that's not that's for a carbon.
No, you don't bring a carbon if you refuse to show. Correct. The Agos Maimonides at the end of Os Aleph writes, he quotes the Gemara in Pesachim, Kufyud Gimel and Beis, that says, Shlosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sonon. There are three people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates. One of them is, Hayodea Eidos HaKhaver Ve'eno Meidlo. Well, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates a guy who does it, it must be a mitzvah. What would he be angry for? And what's so angry about? So it's got to be a mitzvah. Okay, it's got to be a mitzvah. What's interesting is that Rashi in Bava Kamma, that we looked at that sugya in Bava Kamma before, Rashi in Bava Kamma on Nun Vav, okay, learns, doesn't seem to learn it out from Vuh Eid, but rather from Imlo Yagid. The Dilmas was Imlo Yagid. Okay, it's talking about in Lo Yagid, in Lo Yagid. So the question is, where do we learn out this obligation? From the who aid? Like I said before, that's what Imam seems to say, that's what Rashi said. I just seem to say, Rashi over here seems to say it's on the phrase in Lo Yagid. I brought with me just some question I got on the pasuk, that's all, it doesn't matter. Right? But the smack, I'm just trying to show you, learn a lot from this one little pasuk. Finally, I just want to mention the smack in Mitzvah, Sefer Mitzvah's Cotton, in Reish Lamed Tes. He says, we've been talking about now a mitzvah to go and testify. Yes, yes. He says it's a lav, it's a lo sase. Shalo lichpo sheduso, dichsiv im lo yagid v'nasa avono. We thought it was an asay, the smack happens to learn in the lo sase. Okay, it was not an asay. So the question is it a sort of an asay that comes from a lo sase? There's a different ways to learn it. I just want to finish the well, sorry, one other thing I want to bring in also, I'm sorry, I'm going over, but it's just, you know, I want to finish up the subject. There is a famous essay by the Ramban called Kuntres Dina de Garmi. Garmi is when you cause indirect damage. The difference in Grum and Garmi, okay, which is what it's all about. In the Kuntres Dina de Garmi, in the fancy edition, in the Achon HaTalmud Israeli, the official edition, Kuf Chavtes, Kuf Lamed, he says, he says in general a whole different. You know why you have to bring testimony to somebody? Milos Chasodim. Another guy stands to lose $1,000 and you know the facts of the case?
Right.
Says the Ramban. It says, Ratan Vos Shafu Eno Chayv Lahilo, Medina Vos Chasodim, Milos Chasodim. Okay? He says, but if the guy refuses, you can't be Chayv Makarbon or anything. Well, you know, it's Milos Chasodim. So some people don't want to do Chasodim. Right? So he says, if Eino rotzel letroch, you don't want to bother yourself, Eino chayev. You know what it's like? It's like a guy sees, Zoro kiso shachaver over, he sees someone lost a wallet. Okay? So I don't do it. So I wasn't the kind of mitzvah of Hashanah Zaveda. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, guys want to get stuck or something like that. Okay, so here too, Bezin can't
not
obligate the guy to pay.
It
could be that it's still, he's not arguing, because what's interesting is that Ramban doesn't argue in the Sefer Mitzvahs. So maybe he agrees, like Hashanah Zaveda is also a mitzvah, but you can't be mechayev of a guy a carbon, and you can't be mechayev of a mammon. That's the Ramban. Last thing, Mamish. That Ramban, Hilchos Eidos, some of you mentioned this before, so I just want to show you this, and then when Mamish is done. Okay, that Ramban, Hilchos Eidos, Perek Aleph HaHalaf writes, Yeah, I'm coming to it right now. That Rambam says, Parakal v'chalav, ha'ed mitzuvah lahoy bebezim b'chol eid z'deh, bein be'ed ishai b'chaver zon, bein ish b'shiz v'keil bo. Whether you're going to acquit the guy or commit, doesn't matter. V'hu sheyit bo'enu lahoy. That's only if he was toveah. He subpoenaed you. He called you. He subpoenaed you to court. Then is when you have to go. Okay, but if he never said anything, you didn't know, then you don't have to. That could be still gus chesed, but you don't have to get involved. However, the Rambam says, "Who should then hide the dine mamonis?" That's by dine mamonis, implying that by dine fashas or some other dine isra heter, then you have to come. Now, what is that? So the Kesef Mishnah explains. Okay, right to the very end. There, Masha Kasavan Hushu Nelahai Bedin and Mamonis near Midvarav to Bedin the Fashas, I feel low Tabu Chayev. Even if you weren't summoned, Dinah Fashas, you have to go.
Yeah, but she can actually kill.
Why? Because, right, so that's what he says. And he quotes a Rosh in Makkas, the Kalaroa Dover Erba Chayev Lahagi Lakayim Shemar Ubiarta Hara Mikir Becha. There's a special din. If you see now in the Fashas case, but something else, you know, let's say Adas, that's really what comes into another. You know, so some guy that's,
he did bad.
Yeah, like for example, I know that these guys get to marry. I know this wife's still alive, the husband's still alive. You know, and I'm not the guy from Asia Sish. No, I can't pretend I don't know. You're saving a guy from another era. Okay, so the question is, why should that be? Why should that be so? In other words, why should it be different? Okay, if it's a life, but even if it's not life and death. So there's a fascinating Chassam Sofer, a friend of mine, Chavetz Milam Shein, pointed this out to me. The Chedush Chassam Sofer there in Shuas mentions the following. There is a din, you know, that the Edom have to stand. And it says here,
it's covered to the
Bezdin. We spoke about it once with Kiddush. Right. Today. But anyway, the Chassam Sofer in Shuas, on this daf, Laman of Beis in Shuas, it says, it quotes him once, Hedin Tess and Beis, that Bali Din Srikum Laman B'Shas Ha'adus Edom. That the Bali Din have to stand when the Edom testify, the litigants have to stand when the Edom testify. Okay,
quote
Yerushalmi, we once saw about it, But he says that there might be there's a difference by Dinah Nefoshes. Okay, and he says like this, by Dinah Nefoshes, because you also apparently have to stand at the time, the Edom have to stand like an American court, when they announce the sentence, the defendant, please rise, right? So, you know, so they have the Gemara Din, right? They do it today now. So the Gemara Din, but the Gemara Din has to stand. So it says like this,
he says what?
Yeah, but the question, but he says Dina Fosha is stringent. What do you mean it's stringent? So he says like this, this is the Yisod. I don't have time to go into it now, but he says like this. Nirul Fash Kav Dina Mos Iklamim Imratzu Lahoshiv Gama Nitpa Batoveh Mashen Dina Fosha. But by Dina Fosha, who is it? By Dina and Bomaris, it's the two guys against each other. By Dina Fosha, yeah, it's like the state versus so-and-so, right? The government of the United States versus so-and-so. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu versus a guy, okay? So therefore, ha'edim shemi'idim ala rotzeach. If you're testifying about a rotzeach, or b'chal Shabbos, okay, in a certain sense, you're become the baldim. You become the baldover. You're against him. But I'm opposed to the other guy. So the malef, he has to stand, then I have to stand. Okay, although you can't have, you know, or they both sit. In other words, in a momentous case, it's you against him, Reuben against Shimon, so I testify for Reuben. I'm not a baldover, I got nothing to do with it. But in the first case, you're a baldover. And that's because he's sort of this chum sofer, and is not committed about standing. So one could suggest that that's what's going on here, too. You know why you have to go to court when even if you're not being nitpa by an Isra Heter case, because you're the litigant. In other words, when it's a momentous case, so Reuven's fighting against Shimon, so it's up to Reuven to bring his witnesses. If he doesn't call me, I don't know anything about it. I don't have to, like you said before, I'm not mechuyev to keep reading the paper and see what cases are going on now in the courtroom. It's up to you to bring your agent, to bolster your case. But by nefash, so even non nefash, even by Isser, okay, lahafresh miser. Right? I'm acting on behalf of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you don't wait for it to be. That may be why the Rambam has this.
You don't wait for this to be.
Yeah, you know, that's right. That's it. Because you're a baldover. You're a party to the case. You're a litigant in the case. If I like that, I'm sofer. And lastly, the Rav Soloveitchik had also something else based on another Gemara, you know, about a Talmud Chacham. We said a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to stand and so on. But under certain circumstances, the Gemara of Ditas goes so late. But the Talmud Chacham has to stand in the Nefoshes case. Okay, even if it's a lesser Bezdin than he. Talmud Chacham does the cover of the Torah and so on and so forth. Now, why does the Talmud Chacham not usually have to stand?
I think it has to do with Kaddish Baruch Hu is sitting here on the case.
You say, Elokim Mitzvah Badaskel, right? That's
right,
your point
right.
Of the Shishayom. Yeah, yeah. But you look at the Gemara in Shavuos on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara says if a Talmud Chacham is summoned to court and the other people the Bezdin, you know, he's a bigger Talmud Chacham than the Bezdin so then he can sit because the Gemara says Asay the Kamar Torah or Adif. However, it says in the Gemara that's by Mamanus Avol Bisura Ein Chacham Ve'Ein Tuna Ve'Eitzla Neged Hashem. No Kav Kol Mokam Shesh B'Chal Hashem Ein Chokin Kavod Rav. Never mind, it's Hashem. Hashem's a greater, a higher authority. And Rashi says, what does it mean? Avol Bisur Kigon. Isha Habal Ifnei Chacham Lahatir Lanase. A woman coming to get permission to get married doesn't disappear. The Talmud Zeyo Dea Shabai Lachai. Then Ein Chachma, no Chachmas, right? Never mind the Bezdin is greater, not greater. So you see that when you're dealing with a Kaddish Baruch Hu, There's no cover. So in Mela, the Rav said the same thing. Or we could say based on the Rav over here, that because why is there no cover? Because there's a greater cover. It's a greater cover to keep a person away from an Isser than it is to show cover a Torah for God's Talmud Chacham. So in Mela, they say the same thing here too. Here we're saying, you know, the Rambam says, when do you have to wait for the Tviya, for subpoena? That's by Dina Mamanis. Okay, well, Dina Fashas, the greater cover, a cover is, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in the mix. So therefore, you can't say, well, I'll wait for a subpoena and so on, then you got to stand up and go. Anyway, I'm sorry I went so far over, but this is a very interesting kind of overview of some of these dinim of Shulis. There's a lot to say. I know that I left a lot of questions, but just leave you a little bit of an overview on this subject. Understand this one pasuk here in Parakeh, pasuk on the Yikra, when I was thinking about Karbonis, so many dinim and so much lumbus comes out from it. Okay. Okay, I'm going to show this.